here is the Writer's Almanac for Friday, the 14th of July, 2017. It's Bastille Day. 1789, the French mob stormed the Bastille prison in Paris and launched the French Revolution. The Bastille, a symbol of royal oppression, though it was not in much use on that day. There were only 7 prisoners to liberate, 4 of them forgers, 2 lunatics, and an aristocrat accused of incest. 100 of the attackers in the mob were killed on that day, and only 1 guard. King Louis XVI heard about the events at the Bastille, and he is said to have asked, "So this is a revolt?" And his duke said, "No, sire, this is a revolution." It's the birthday of the playwright Arthur Lawrence, born in Brooklyn, 1917, who wrote the book for the musical West Side Story and also for Gypsy. It's the birthday of the man who wrote the first big cowboy novel, Owen Wister, born in Germantown, Pennsylvania. Went to Harvard, studied music in Paris, became a lawyer. He was ill and he needed to go someplace to recuperate. He went to Wyoming, got interested in the Old West, and wrote The Virginian, which made the cowboy into a literary hero. It was the novel in which the line appeared, "When you call me that, smile." It's the birthday of the novelist Irving Stone, born San Francisco, 1903. As a young man, went to Paris, saw an exhibit of the work of Vincent van Gogh, which inspired him to write Lust for Life, a novel about Van Gogh's life, and then a number of biographical novels about historical figures, Freud and Darwin, and The Agony and the Ecstasy about the painter Michelangelo. And it's the birthday of Woodrow Wilson Guthrie, Woody Guthrie, born in Okemah, Oklahoma, 1912. Never finished high school, spent his time reading books at the library. He was a sign painter, and then he found a guitar in the street and started playing music. Went off to California during the Dust Bowl in the mid-30s, learned traditional folk and blues songs, and wrote thousands of his own, including, in 1940, This Land Is Your Land. Here's a poem for today by Joy Sutphen, Carrying Water to the Field. And on those hot afternoons in July, when my father was out on the tractor cultivating rows of corn, my mother would send us out with a mason jar filled with ice and water, a dish towel wrapped around it for insulation. Like a rocket launched to an orbiting planet, we would cut across the fields in a trajectory calculated to intercept or perhaps even surprise him in his absorption with the row and the turning always over earth beneath the blade. He would look up and see us, throttle down, stop, and step from the tractor with the grace of a cowboy dismounting his horse and receive gratefully the jar of water, ice cubes now melted into tiny shards, drinking it down in a single gulp while we watched. Mission accomplished. Carrying Water to the Field, a poem by Joy Sutphen, used by permission of the poet here on The Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetrymagazine.org. And by Home Advisor, matching homeowners with background-checked professionals for home projects from minor repairs to major remodels. See homeowner reviews, compare prices, and book appointments at homeadvisor.com. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.